Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Standard. The sound of the London Stock Exchange being opened. But is the city's status as a leading financial centre under threat? There are fears over the London stock market as more major companies are tipped to leave. A huge gap in the value of similar companies in London and New York is putting pressure on chief executives to switch their listing, something that could be devastating to the capital. Amongst those rumoured to be considering quitting London is the giant Shell, a move that would turn the situation into a full city crisis. Joining me now is The Standard's financial editor, Simon English. Simon, why is there an exodus currently happening with major companies from the London stock market?
Well, the issue is just that the companies aren't getting enough love from investors. So what companies see is that very similar companies that are listed typically in New York have a much higher valuation than they do. And that's putting a lot of pressure on chief executives and boards to do something about that. And an awful lot of them have either decided to vacate the stock market altogether, or they've moved their listing typically to New York.
Who are some of the big companies that have left London then?
Well, the most notable ones is a company called TUI Travel, which we might know better as Thomson Travel, huge travel company. And it quit London altogether to move its stock market listing to just to Germany. Flutter is a huge bookies. It owns Paddy Power and lots of other high street bookies that you'll be familiar with. That moving its listing to New York was a real blow. And then below that, what we've had is lots and lots and lots of much smaller businesses, tech companies that, you know, you might have hoped would one day turn into the next Apple or the next Microsoft. All of those companies either letting themselves be bought out by a private equity company or moving their listing. And there's been scores of those, and the fear is many more to come.
Do we know of any others potentially considering leaving?
So the name that comes up most often, and they have mooted it themselves, is Shell. That would be a real shock to the system because they're huge and kind of seen as an integral part of the London share scene, and they pay a huge amount of money every year in dividends that go to your pension fund and to mine, and they're mooted, and that would be a shock. And some of the others are companies like Pearson, which is a big educational company, the National Grid, and Bunzl is another name that comes up as a companies that have got a big American presence already, and the only reason for them to be listed in London is because it suits them, and increasingly it doesn't look like it does suit them.
What are the reasons behind why the London stock market is like this?
Some people say Brexit is still the issue. And certainly, I think for international investors looking on at the situation, they still find Brexit confusing. They can't understand why we did it. And it makes them nervous. But there are other bits of the city that function in just fine. So the insurance market is huge, and that works perfectly okay. The bond market is fine. It even managed to recover quite quickly from Liz Truss. And other parts of the city, like the legal services, there's lots of huge law firms, well, they're all fine too. And so they've dealt with Brexit. So the question is, if Brexit is the issue, or why hasn't the stock market got to grips with it yet? Some people say that the problem is the company that runs the London Stock Exchange itself. So the London Stock Exchange Group is this vast company that sells data to investors all over the world. It's run by this American former Goldman Sachs guy called David Schwimmer. And there's a feeling that maybe they just aren't the right owners of the stock market, because to them, it's a small part of their business. And there's a feeling that they've almost allowed it to fall into a state of disrepair. Now, they would deny that very strongly. They say that's not true at all, and they think the exchange is a really important part of what they do. And the chief executive said recently he thinks the problem is just that we're a bit too glum in this country, that we're, he thinks it's just natural British pessimism and this desire we have to talk ourselves down that has added to this kind of, you know, feeling that shares aren't worth buying here. He says if we had a bit more get up and go about us, a bit more sort of New Yorkie style optimism, this problem would go away. I don't really think he's right about that. I think it's much deeper problem than that. And certainly it's been going on for so long. Well, something's got to be done.
As you mentioned there, we've seen this decline for a while now. In fact, in your article published in The Standard today, you've got some figures showing that through the years. Just tell us a bit about those.
Okay, sure. So if you go back to 2021, new companies that were listing in London raised about £12 billion. That's not a stellar year, but I mean, £12 billion is quite a lot. This year, the amount that investors have raised on the London Stock Exchange is less than £20 million. It's just like this extraordinary drop-off. What you've also seen is investors pulling money out of UK stock market funds, about £25 billion worth in the last 2 years. I think the fundamental problem here remains that UK pension funds just don't invest very much in UK shares. So your pension fund and mine will have about 4% of its assets invested in UK shares. Now, for foreign funds, a French pension fund, say, it will typically have 30% of its investment in French shares. And that just adds to the feeling for people who are looking this situation. You've got international investors saying, well, the Brits don't even buy their own shares, so why should we?
What can be done to encourage more businesses to stay listed in London and entice more?
Well, I guess it comes back to the pension funds. They seem to be key to it. So some people think that the pension funds should just be ordered to own more UK shares as part of their portfolio. I don't personally like the idea of that. I don't think it should be ordained. But there's certainly ways in which pension funds could be given tax incentives where buying UK shares looked like a much more attractive proposition than it suddenly does. And then you'd get a virtuous circle. You'd get the pension funds buying the shares, then the shares go up, then CEOs are happy for their listing to stay in London. And then we go back to something like we used to be, which is we ran this very dynamic stock market that people, you know, fought to get into.
Let's go to the ads. Coming up in part two.
Well, the most striking reaction I had was from a guy called Terry Smith. He's probably one of the most successful investors the UK has ever produced. He looks after about £35 billion. And when I asked him why he doesn't buy that many UK shares, I mean, his response was striking. He said most of the UK stock market is just uninvestable.
The Standard Podcast will be back in just a moment.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Still with me is Simon English, the Standard's financial editor. In May, the London Stock Exchange is going to start accepting applications for cryptocurrencies. Could this help turn the situation around?
It might do. This is only my opinion, is I wish the London Stock Exchange wouldn't go chasing after every new fad in the way that it does. It begins to look a bit desperate. So every time there's some new industry emerges, lately it's been AI, previous to that it was cryptocurrencies. London says, well, let's make us the home of those companies and let's chase after them. I actually think it's rather unbecoming and it doesn't do a lot for our reputation. The way it used to be and the way it should be is that the London Stock Exchange is this club that's quite difficult to get into. And if you can't abide by the rules, well, then you can't come in. What we've got at the moment is a situation where the LSE and leading politicians, you know, the Prime Minister even, are phoning around companies and saying, come on, why don't you come to London? It's right, as I say, it's rather unbecoming and it sort of adds to the idea that we look a bit desperate. So I don't think cryptocurrencies are the solution to this problem, no.
How would you describe the state of the London stock market currently?
It's just moribund is the main issue. It's dysfunctional, I think is perhaps the best way of looking at it, certainly when compared to other bits of the city. The stock market is just one bit of what the city does, right? It's the most visible bit. It's the bit that we talk about most often. It's the bit that people find easiest to understand. And the trouble is, it's just done nothing for about 10 years. It's gone nowhere useful for anybody. So if you'd put some money into the FTSE 100, well, you've made about 6 or 7% on your money over that period. I mean, you'd make more in the worst paying building society account available. If you put money into American shares over that period, well, you're up closer to 50 and 60%. You've done well. And that trend doesn't look like turning around anytime soon.
What have fund managers been saying to you about the situation?
Well, the most striking reaction I had was from a guy called Terry Smith. He's probably one of the most successful investors the UK has ever produced. He's sometimes described as our answer to Warren Buffett, you know, the most successful investor ever. He's got his fund is called Fund Smith. He looks after about £35 billion. And when I asked him why he doesn't buy that many UK shares, I mean, his response was striking. He said most of the UK stock market is just uninvestable, is the word that he uses. He doesn't think enough companies there are of high enough quality for him to bother with. And one of the points that he made that was striking is that Microsoft on its own is bigger than the whole of the London stock market.
And if things carry on like this, what could it all mean for the city?
Well, it's bad. So as I was saying, at the moment, it's a problem with the stock market and other bits of the city work just fine. The worry is that supposing somebody like Shell does decide to decamp to New York, let's say, well, it takes lots of other business with it. So a company as vast as Shell, well, it will have lots of insurance. So it will do lots of business with Lloyd's of London. It will employ lots of bankers to give it advice. It will certainly have lots of London lawyers that are on its books. And if it goes, well, it's not just the stock market listing that's lost. It's all those other things. And at that point, if you do get that trickle turning into a flood, at that point, it stops just being an issue for the stock market. And it becomes an issue for the whole city of London, which in turn becomes an issue for the whole economy.
You can read more from Simon English and about the London stock market in the Evening Standard newspaper or on our website, standard.co.uk. And that's it from this episode. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.